Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Shady Grove Oliver. This week on AK, competitive fishing. Each year, hundreds of fishermen brave the cold weather and sometimes choppy seas to compete in the Winter King Salmon Tournament in Homer. Pete Wedden has tried his hand at catching the heaviest fish for the last 16 years, and he was out on the water again last week in search of that sweet spot. KBBI's Ariel Van Cleve hopped on the early dawn with Wedden and three other anglers and brought back this story.
There we go. You're boat number one if you're calling in early dawn, boat number one.
Hey, all right.
You'll be seeing that later, too.
The early dawn is a 34-foot gillnetter, and I meet her captain, Abe Porter, around 6:30 Saturday morning when we loaded her up with fishing gear, donuts, a crab quiche, and most importantly, coffee. Porter, along with Mark Anderson, John Harris, and Whedon, were on the hunt for the biggest catch of the day. Harris and Anderson snoozed as Porter steered the boat through the water. Whedon couldn't help but give Porter a hard time about his one-engine boat's slow pace, but with no lights on board to help guide the way, we crept through Ketchumak Bay going about 4 knots as we waited for the sunrise.
Well, we're going about half the speed we will be going. We're not going to be going really fast, but... it's all right. You got lots of time to get up there. That's why we're leaving early. We'll be passed by many boats after a while.
This year, there were 732 fishermen that came from all over, including Alaska, Ohio, Arizona, and California. There was even one angler from Sweden. Porter says cabin fever sets in and fishermen just need to get out. Whedon says money is the draw. The largest purse was given in 2005 when the angler with the first place fish received a little more than $21,000. Whedon's been fishing in the tournament since 1997, and he says when it first started about 20 years ago, it was a much smaller competition amongst local fishermen. Whedon says he made the top three a few years back and took home $9,000. He caught the fish in the final hour of the tournament that year.
It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, like right about now, and the ringleader of the group came in, and I was feeling kind of bad about myself because, you know, we hadn't touched the fish. There'd been a few fish caught. It wasn't a real hot year either. So then it was like 40 minutes later, we caught a fish, actually. So that iced it. You know, when they got up there, I didn't know it was a contender. It was like a 25-pound, 26-pound fish. I said, well, you might as well take it up there and weigh it. You know, I was kind of acting like, it isn't that big, you know, but you might as well take it up there.
It really is a tricky business getting king salmon on board during the winter, let alone the biggest one. And with all that history under Whedon's belt, he says he goes with his standby strategy. You have to use the tide. Whedon says the hour and a half before and after a tide is your best chance at hooking a salmon. Finally, we make it to the spot that will hopefully yield a big fish. Then it's time to clear the ice from the deck, set up the gear, and wait for the salmon to bite.
Are we all ready? Everything 100%?
I think so. Man, we got all the gear.
Okay, now, who's going to grab the first fish when it gets on?
Lines hit the water at 9 a.m., and after a quiet hour, it was fish on.
Let's get baited and get back in there. Woohoo! Nice job!
Want to call that in, Pete, or what?
Yeah, call it in.
Mark Anderson.
Early dawn.
Then we waited.
All right, we're going to serve quiche.
And waited. And waited some more while the boat started clumping together over the good fishing spots, hoping for one last catch.
Well, I've always told people, you know, if I could hit you with a herring, I will. So don't get so close. I've thrown it at people before. I've thrown guts and stuff at them. I mean, if I could hit them from where they're at, then they're too close, you know?
Finally, it's time to call it a day. Turns out the fish on board the early dawn weighed 16.5 pounds. This year's winning salmon, which was caught by Leszek Koligowski of Anchorage, weighed 35.1 pounds. But as Whedon kept saying all day, at least they got a fish. In Homer, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.